Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Peter du Toit, News 24, Assistant Editor for In-Depth News. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good yourself, Howard. Thanks for having me.
It is a great, great pleasure. So it's interesting because I don't know if you were on or if you heard our conversation about Christiane Amanpour a little bit earlier.
I did not, no, unfortunately.
So Christiane Amanpour, the CNN interviewer, as you know, was meant to interview Iranian president on the sidelines of the United Nations yesterday. In fact, in New York City, he demanded that she wear a headscarf. She said, no, I'll wear a headscarf in Iran. I'll wear it in Pakistan when I'm on in somebody else's country. But in New York, I don't need to wear this. And in fact, the interview didn't happen. And you just wonder about the way women journalists are treated. Are they treated differently to men in the same industry?
Look, Howard, it's pretty rough out there for a female journalist. As you know, News 24 and Karen Morn has now instituted an urgent application at the High Court of Pietermaritzburg. This is related to Zuma's attempted private prosecution of Karen Morn, News 24's legal writer. And attached to those court papers, and I'd urge you to go and have a look at it, we included a number of Twitter assaults on Karen over the last couple of months, over the last couple of years. And whereas as a male journalist like I am, you know, we are not subjected to the same degree of abuse as female journalists are. Because I suppose this is a family show, I won't repeat what Karen has been taunted with. But it really is, it churns your stomach to see what a female journalist is subjected to out there on social media for simply doing her job, for simply informing the public and being the eyes and ears of the citizenry, and for holding those in power to account. You know, she various sexual epithets are attached to her. She's threatened with rape. She is called the most horrible name. It's a completely different environment for a female journalist than a male journalist, and it's obviously designed to intimidate. It's obviously designed to force journalists to hold back, and it's designed to force women and female journalists to consider themselves as lesser than any male counterparts. It's an absolute disgusting practice that has unfortunately become quite prevalent.
Well, and one of the problems here is it's not only about Karen, because whereas obviously she must be going through a very difficult time with this, the other impact is, or other journalists who have not yet written stories.
Absolutely.
What's that
absolutely
message? You know,
do look, so yeah. I would absolutely, sorry for interrupting. Look,
no. So
by targeting Karen, her colleagues see that, they see the effect that could and sometimes has on a female journalist, and that leads to a chilling effect, because a journalist with a thinner skin than Karen, or for that matter, my friend and colleague Ferial Afagy, a journalist with a thinner skin might hold back then. A journalist with a thinner skin might not ask the critical questions that we demand of our top journalists to ask of people like Jacob Zuma. And that leads to a chilling effect. That leads to the dirty deeds that these people do in the dark, all those alliterations.
We love a good alliteration, so you're fine.
You know, never seeing the light of day, because it leads to a chilling effect. It's about intimidation. It's about showing female journalists that if you are going to continue on this road, we're going to do this to you. And you know, it's quite remarkable that on Twitter especially, which really seems to harbor the dregs of humanity, that there is a community of individuals, including Duduzile Zuma, Jacob Zuma's daughter, including Tony Yengeni, an ANC EDC member, including Carl Niehaus, you know, who is the nominal chairperson of the NKMVA Association. You know, characters like this instigate against journalists like Karen. You know, they attack them. They encourage their supporters.
Can they be held to account?
And their supporters are the most heinous things.
Can they be held? Because, I mean, there are, it's almost a battle cry that you see on Twitter. And then whether it's bots or whether it's real people following it to attack a journalist.
Yes.
Is there a way to hold these people to account?
Look, just because you're on social media and in your digital life does not mean that the laws of legal gravity does not apply to you. They certainly do. And we've seen in the recent past people like Minister Trevor Manuel go to court to claim damages from individuals who say unsubstantiated things about them on social media. So there are ways and means of doing it. The law isn't really fully developed around that yet, so it still needs to be developed, but certainly it's an enormously toxic space which does not endear itself to proper debate and does not endear itself to nuanced discussion. So it's increasingly becoming a place where I don't think that I don't think is reflective of real life at all.
No, I don't think so either.
And it's probably a place that we should take with a pinch of salt.
Mm, that is true. To some extent, this is just a different battle for freedom of speech, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, you're right. So just to get back to the urgent application we've launched in the High Court, this is about, you know, Jacob Zuma is trying to muzzle a journalist. Jacob Zuma is trying to effect or to create a chilling effect amongst journalists. Because what we do is, you know, we represent and we take our job very seriously to shed light on those things that powerful people want to keep away from the ordinary people, from citizens, from taxpayers.
Right.
And what he wants us to do now is to back off. He wants us not to try and figure out his dark dealings and find out more about his role in state capture or during the arms deal. That's what he, in effect, wants to achieve. He wants to muzzle the media, and that's an attack on the free press. And in any healthy democracy, there needs to be transparency, first of all, and you need to have freedom of speech and the freedom of the media. If you don't have that, then you're on a slippery slope to an autocracy.
Just give us, before I let you go, just give us a sense of the timelines here, what we can expect.
So Jacob Zuma launched a private prosecution recently against Billy Downer, who is the lead state prosecutor in the corruption trial against Zuma. Simultaneously, launched a private prosecution against Karen Moore. They are supposed to appear in the Pietermaritzburg High Court on the 10th of October. But on the same day, we've already launched an urgent application to be heard before Jacob Zuma, where we're asking the court to strike it from the roll. Because it has no chance of success, and we're also asking for punitive costs because we say he's a vexatious litigant, it's an abusive court process, and that he needs to pay our legal costs, and that will all happen on Monday, the 10th of October, in Pietermaritzburg.
We're certainly going to follow that story. Peter Du Toit, News 24 Assistant Editor for In-Depth News. Thank you for bringing us up to speed.